Hello.
Do you have your cell phone with you?
This is Sahak with Local Splash calling you back about the Google listing. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good,
thank
you know.
Thank you so much.
Just starting
okay,
my
so
day
how
off.
How does this work now, Mr. Hawk? I have 6 in the morning by you.
Yeah, it's okay, though. So, got the address, phone number. I mean, everything from before you said is pretty much going to be the same on that end, right? Keywords and everything?
Right.
Okay. So just to confirm then, we'll go through those just real quick. So flooring, carpet, cleaning. Now, is there any other specific type of job that you do? Maybe a specific that I can list as well, or is just general flooring keywords going to be okay? Carpet cleaning.
General flooring, carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning. What else do I got down there? What other words?
Upholstery. That's pretty much what you have now. I'm going to have the technician
couches. You know, don't say upholstery because people, when they look up,
right,
when they want to get their furniture cleaning,
usually,
that's what you want to do, is furniture
yeah, there you
cleaning.
Go. Furniture, that's probably better, yeah, exactly. And I'll have the technician actually search for the keywords that people use more often. That way we can get you more searches that way, too. So I'll have him kind of confirm
that. I'm sure it's furniture.
I'm sure it is, yeah, definitely. And then you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing, as well.
You don't need a license. Yeah, I got a driver's license. I drive wherever I go.
Perfect. There it is. And then you guys are trying to go about 10, 15 miles, you said, right? Not too far.
No. 50 miles.
Oh, you want to go up to the 50? Okay, we can do that.
You know, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Staten Island.
Yeah, to cover all three, I think, yeah, that should be good. Okay, and then just to confirm, it'll be the same number, the one we're talking on now, and the address being verified is 566 Castleton. That's still correct?
Yeah. What's the address? What's the number that you're using?
The phone number for your – yeah, I have both. I have your cell, which is the 347, and then your other one I think is your office phone, or it's 718. Which one would you like listed online?
Right.
The 718?
I want them both listed. Put the cell on top.
Cell in the – on the, okay, the cell on top. Okay, good to know.
Right.
Can do. Let me just write that down. I'll make a note for the technician as well. We can also maybe even use the other number on some of your other listings, like the Facebook, if you wanted to. That way you have both. If you wanted.
I don't understand.
Well, because we're using your cell as the main one, right? But if you did want some calls to your office, we could put that number on the Facebook ads, right?
They
or
will,
just keep
will.
It as your cell. There's options, I mean.
Just keep the cell. It doesn't
the
matter.
Cell?
347
okay.
number,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. And then as for...
I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's all right. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, okay, yeah. Cell phone, we'll go with the cell for now. It's better that way anyway. And then that's how we'll correspond with you, too. Now, as for the billing address, would that be the same as well, the 566 Castleton?
Yes.
Okay. And then that's 10301, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And now as for the billing, just to go over that one more time real quick with you before we go there. So $249 is your monthly. There's that one-time setup fee of $99. So you're out the door today would be $348, but your monthly payment's still at that $249. Okay, just to confirm that with you.
Yeah. All right.
Right? Okay. And then... Now, I can see about maybe getting the setup fee reduced for you since you were with us previously. I might be able to do
yeah,
that as
well.
So
that would be ideal because
that's
I don't
have
that much in my
– yeah,
I'm using a specific account to pay for this.
Oh, okay.
And
so,
it's not the my normal account.
Okay, so maybe – yeah, I'll see about – getting it down to $249 then? I think that's what we talked about before, right? Waiving the setup fee? That's what we were talking about.
$249 would be ideal.
Okay. We'll go. Yeah, I can swing that. And then as for the billing info, so the payment method, is that a Visa or MasterCard?
I don't know, man. You're going to have to hold on a second.
Sure, not a problem, yeah.
Listen, no matter what you do, this can't be over $300 or we can't do it today.
No, not going to happen, actually. So what I was going to do is get the setup fee reduced to get you at $299, but since you just mentioned that, I'll just get it waived completely, so you're at $249. No problem.
That'll be great.
That's going to be out the door every month, always the same.
Right.
Yeah, can do. Just did that now.
What's the name of the business?
Let's see here. Local Splash?
No, my
I'll
business.
Send you. Oh, your, yeah, the one we have is Dr. Steam Carpet and Upholstery. Would you like to edit that?
That's fine. No, that's fine. Oh, that's, as long as it's not Dr. Steam of Staten Island. Just Dr. Steam Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning Service.
Okay, can do. Let's see here. And then can you confirm the cell number for me one more time, Brian?
347-612-9913.
Perfect. There it is. Okay. Looks like everything's good on this end. Okay. Yep. All right. So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
What do you want?
So for the payment method, you said that was going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
Yeah.
It is a Visa?
I'm actually at the bank right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm at the bank right now, not in my office. But anyway, what do you want? Do you want the account that wants the debit card number?
Right, yeah. So that's a Visa card then?
It's a MasterCard, I believe.
It is. Okay, yeah. And then go, yeah, the number and then the, you know, the basic info of the card, yeah.
All right, so 5129.
Mm-hmm.
9258.
Okay.
6416.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5129-9258-6433-6816.
Right.
Okay, and the expiration?
0327.
327, and the number on the back?
756.
756, okay. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way, they use it at the top of the call. You know it's us, and we're calling it expedites processes. You know, a lot of good benefits to it. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Greco.
G-R-E-C-O. Greco. Okay, I like that name, strong name.
Well, it's not mine.
It's nice, though. Okay, so let me get you set up here. Okay, 249. Just updating the account here. Just takes a quick second.
You know, here in Staten Island, we got all these fucking turkeys.
Oh, yeah?
Wild turkeys.
The woodworks right now?
All over the place. They're all over the place on Staten Island. They're fucked up, man. They are big, ugly fucking birds. I can understand why they shot these and killed and ate these.
And made them into Thanksgiving dinner.
They're just stupid and they don't move. You can blow their heads off and they don't do nothing. Stupid fucking birds. And
they're making a bunch of noise and attacking people, basically.
They just walk in the middle of the street, cars coming down. They're like, they walk in front of the cars. Just, I hate these fucking birds.
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting one, so I guess I'm lucky, but I'm sure maybe one day. I used to live in Washington State, so I'm sure there's some up there.
They're all over the place, though.
They're all over, right? They're like infesting the Damn, really?
Yeah, they're on the streets. And now, recently, we started getting inundated with deer.
Oh, I've heard about the deer in that area, but never.
Yeah, there's fucking deer. There's deer here now. It's like there was never deer on Staten Island until about 10 years ago. They swam over from Jersey.
They must have,
right? You don't realize how quickly deer's they're like rabbits.
Yeah, right.
They're like fucking rabbits. They reproduce like fucking rabbits. They're wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that the turkeys were coming out like that too. I've heard of deer, but never the turkeys. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, turkeys all, I'm looking at two of them right now. That's what made me, you know, brought it up. I'm looking at two of them right the fuck now.
Yeah, that's, they're like fighting each other or something?
No, they're just like eating grass seed off the lawn. I don't know what they're doing. They're eating something. That's, but I tell you what, if you ever ate one of these turkeys, you'd never eat a fucking turkey again.
Oh, I'm sure. It's probably no good, right?
Oh, no. I would never eat one of these turkeys. And these are big birds, man. They are not small birds. And then somebody told me in the winter, you go look up in the trees and you see them sitting on the fucking, sitting on the branches.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Again, these are big birds, man.
No, seriously, I can imagine. I've seen some things about them, but. That's crazy. Worst I ever saw was like deer and moose one time when I was going through Eastern Washington. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I would imagine you got some, wild animals, but that's up in the wooded area. That's up in the hills.
Right. That's way up in the. Exactly.
That's where you're supposed to see them. I'm in Staten Island, the city.
Right, you guys are in the middle, yeah, and you're getting those. That's what's even more crazy.
The other day I was driving home from work and a fucking 6-point deer fucking was running in and out of the street. You know, 6-point deer, you know, with the antlers.
Right, like the big ones, yeah.
And because we don't kill these deer, we're not shooting them, they have no fear of humans.
Right, yeah,
I mean,
even when you get closer and try to
run.
Shoot them away, yeah, they're just standing there, right? They don't even care.
Right. It's not like the deer in upstate New York where they have hunting. You know, they see a human and they're long gone. But deer, they have no fear.
Yeah, that's the worst part because you can't get them to go away.
Oh, pretty wild.
Yeah, seriously. Sorry, just taking a second here with the, because I'm, you know, updating your old account, so I'm, you know, just takes me a second. My internet's not being the fastest right now. Appreciate your patience.
Yeah.
At least we got something to talk about.
When is somebody going to talk to me? One of the,
Yeah, I can set you up for that today if you want it.
You know what it is, man? I work at night.
Oh, yeah?
I said call me in box because I got to go to sleep.
Oh, so maybe like tomorrow morning the same time then kind of thing?
Yeah, tomorrow morning the same time would be ideal. Or, you know, no later than 11 o'clock.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Should be able to swing that. That's not a problem. Okay, I'll figure it out for you, just to make sure, because I know that's the most convenient time for you. So,
you haven't been up this way to New York?
No, I've always wanted to go to the East Coast. To be honest with you, I've always wanted to, but I've never had the opportunity.
Hey, so what do you think about Washington? And the championship, college.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I was,
Football. Michael Penick. Quarterback, Michael Penick.
Yeah, I didn't just watch too much of it. I haven't seen a lot of it.
You know what it is? I'm a big college football fan, much more than the pros. I like college football much more than I like pro.
I feel like there's more action to it. You know, once the money comes into it, they kind of just get a certain way. You know what I mean?
Well, the kids these days, I think they should be getting paid for playing the football. And they're starting, they allow them to do commercials and whatnot now. Used to be they wouldn't allow them to do anything.
Yeah, right?
Now they're allowing them to do commercials and what, and I think that's right. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, it shouldn't be, right?
Because, you know, most of these kids aren't going to be playing professionally. They're not all getting drafted.
Right, yeah. But the ones that do, yeah, they deserve to be paid at a certain level, like you said.
Right. They're beating up their bodies. You know, they're playing for 4 years for a school there. And they're gonna be beat up when they get older, you know. It's gonna start hurting them.
Right.
Why not make a few dollars now while you can?
Seriously, you're right, because it's only so long, right? Only so many years they have.
Well, I said some of these fucking college players feel like they're playing for 8 years, at least six years.
Right, maybe, yeah.
Playing for 6 years, that's a long time, man. You know,
especially with the amount of, you know, what they go through in those games, like, it's pretty...
Yeah, football is a violent sport.
Yeah, especially some of those guys, they hit hard, man, so...
Football is a seriously violent sport.
Like, seriously, yeah.
So where are you now?
So...
Where are we right now? Why are we still on the phone?
Well, the thing is, I'm just having some trouble editing the, because you had your existing account, right? It was already set up. So I'm going through that, and I'm having to edit the existing one to create the new one, right? For the new subscription that we're starting for you. And it's just taking a while. It's just the process. It's like the internet's a little bit slow, so it's just kind of, it's taking a second. That's why I was saying thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
You don't have any more of that, my friend?
The one you wrote again?
Yeah. Because that was really good. Oh, this is it right here. That's it right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Give me that. Yeah, that was really good. It was much better than I expected it to be. Fill that whole thing up. Seriously, fill it up.
Okay, so since it's almost done here, so I'm just going to go through the last step with you real quick.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able, I'll just charge it once it's done. And I'll text you before we do that, just so you know. But our last step is just called our voice verification. It's to kind of just go over, you know, the agreement and everything. And if you have any questions, you need me to clarify anything, you know, outline the service agreement, all that good stuff, ensure the accuracy. If you have any questions along the way, just let me know. I'm going to start now.
Just welcome. Give me the key.
Okay, so.
Yeah. This is really good.
Yeah, it is.
Really, it's even better than the other one. I didn't realize how good it was going to be when that cheese melts down and everything. Yeah. It's really kicking.
Okay.
So, Brian, I'm going to start now. I'm going to do our voice verification here. It's just kind of outline everything for you real quick. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, Brian, can you please state the name of your business?
Hold on one second, my friend.
Yeah, sure.
How much is that?
$11.99.
Thank you. Oh, here, take $2 for the post. Okay, what were you saying now?
Yeah, I'm just going through our last step. It's called our voice verification. It's just to outline everything for you real quick and see if you have any questions or clarify anything. I'm going to start now, okay? Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, Brian, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Dr. Steen, Corporate Upholstery Cleaning Service.
Okay. Perfect. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Falk, F-A-L-K.
Okay. And you're the owner-operator?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, now get results as fast as possible. It is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. You know, anything building a website or verification, just to expedite processes. And as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, also, do you agree to...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just basically let the technician know of any additional online marketing that you might do during the term of your agreement with us?
Please clarify that.
Yeah, just to make sure, if there's another, like say if you do marketing with another company, you know, during the time with us, just let the technician know that so there's not maybe something that we might do that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa. That's all.
Okay.
And now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, okay? As soon as that processes, I'll let you know. I'll give you a text. And the non-refundable amount of $249, okay? When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, just like before, 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That'll be the recurring payment for the life you're with us. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that if you don't have, I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative to do so. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing would be due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, text me the phone number.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. He'll just have some of my something about me there, and then also the phone number you need, everything you're going to need. And then also for the time with the technician, what's a good time tomorrow, like the same round 6 or 7?
You mean your time?
Like our time, right, exactly. Like 9 your time, or 9,
yeah.
9 or 10.
6 or 7 would be ideal.
7? Okay, so because I think they start at 7 technically, so that'd be, you guys are 3 hours, so yeah. 10 o'clock, is that still going to be okay?
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Okay, I'll set you up for 10 then. So you're going to get my text now, and then I'm going to send you that email for the time with the technician as well. It'll be like a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and then that confirms the time with the technician, and then you guys are set for tomorrow morning at 10. So let me send you this text real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
To you. Or please text me here directly. Okay. You should be getting that text now to the 347 number. Let me just make sure.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
The girl who first called me, she's obviously not a sales rep. She's a, what do you call it, a prospector?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. That's a, yeah.
Are they prospectors? Is that what they're called?
It's kind of like, what would you call it? Like, prospector's a good word. Yeah, you talk about Maria, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about her?
She gets like a bonus every time, she sends somebody over to your desk or whoever's desk.
I believe if they, yeah, like it's connected to the call, right? If it turns out to be someone that we sign up, I believe so, yes.
Somebody who's interested in doing this.
In SEO or in this type of service, exactly.
Something more than just hanging up on us.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. As long as they get over, right, and we speak with them and it turns out to be a new client of ours, yeah, exactly.
So she gets like a bonus because, you know, you sold the deal and the deal's going through and she's the one who started it.
Right, because she prospected you, right, like you said. Right, exactly. I believe it does work that way.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, like you said, like they prospect them, right? That's a good word for it. Technically, that's what they do, yeah. Right? Like cold calling, basically, right?
Right, exactly.
That's like exactly what it is, right?
Yeah, prospecting. Oh, anyway, yep. That was just one. I'm sure, you know,
I had to do that back in the day, too, so I totally get it.
Hey, listen, bro, when I was a young man, I used to sell stuff door-to-door all across the country.
Well, so you already know, exactly. That's even, you know, putting boots on the ground, that's even better.
I was a door-to-door salesman for 10 years, 11 years.
Wow.
And I was damn good at it. Damn good.
Yeah, I mean, you have a good personality. You're easy to talk to. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, no, I was damn good at it. I had the presentation down pat. I used to sell soap.
Soap? Really? Like different kinds of?
It took the place of all the over-the-counter cleaning products that you have to buy. It was safe on skin, biodegradable, and non-toxic. And think about the money you save. Think about all those cleaners that you have underneath your sink. You get one bottle of this, and it takes the place of everything.
Right. You are good.
Now, that sounds good, right?
Yeah, sold. Right.
Right. And I'm telling you. But you know how I could never do that now.
Oh,
I don't
it's
have
different
the
now,
energy.
Of course.
But the energy that it takes.
Right.
Is like,
to be able to do that all day, yeah.
Right, to go from door to door with that level of enthusiasm.
Right at every door. Exactly.
You have to keep up the same level of enthusiasm. And
right,
I,
otherwise
you know,
you're...
They say if you sell one out of three people, you're good, right?
Right.
You know,
hey, well, by the way...
Great if you sell one out of three?
Right, and you're not selling the product, right? You're selling yourself. So if you can, you know, present yourself in such a way, you know, that's half the, or more than half of the job right there.
I used to sell two out of three. When people said no, I looked at them like there was something wrong with them.
Right,
what do you mean?
What? Right, like, this is an amazing product. Everybody's going to want this. How can you say no?
Right, what do you mean you don't want it? I don't understand.
Like, is there any particular reason why you wouldn't want something that's so great?
Yeah,
I remember we needed to change your email because I still have the AOL.com one. What's your new one, Brian?
Dr. Steam. That's DrSteam.
Okay.
123@gmail.com.
DrSteam 123@gmail.com. Got it.
Right. That's DR. I don't know how I've gotten away with that all these years.
I know. It's amazing. I can't believe someone didn't already have that, right?
If you're going to call yourself Dr. Steam, you have to use, you know, the spelling of doctor.
Right.
Not D-R, because I'm really not a doctor.
Technically, no. A doctor of carpet cleaning, maybe, but I don't think you get the same degrees and stuff for that.
Doctor.
Right. Yeah, you got to make sure that you're not misrepresenting yourself or the company,
well,
right?
I can't tell you how many times people have called me thinking I'm a doctor.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. That's funny. So everything's set. The only thing I just need to process is payment because I'm still waiting for that thing to load. But what I'll do is I'll just shoot you a quick text once it's ready. That way you're not surprised by the payment. I'll let you know, like, you'll get a quick text from me and then the payment will process. But everything else is set up. You should have the email about the technician in there. You're going to get the other following emails once that payment processes. And then everything else, you know, we can go over with the technician. That'll be tomorrow morning. And it'll be about a window between 10 and 10:30. Okay, Brian?
That's fine.
Sound good? Anything else? Do you have any other questions?
You called me right at the right time. Because I've been thinking about doing this again. I know it works.
Right. Once it's, going, so it really does work. Right. Definitely. And I'm always happy to talk with someone who's easy to talk to. And yeah, because I'm still waiting to start work here in about 20 minutes anyway. So it's actually fun to meet someone who's actually, you know, like-minded and can have a conversation with, right?
How about all the people who speak broken English? That's got to be brutal on you.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But I used to live, actually, you might not believe this, I used to live in Ecuador for about 6 years, and I learned Spanish. And so I know a little bit about broken English, but, it can be, exactly. It can be difficult at times, though, really in any situation, because, you know, some people, it's subjective, right? Some people are better with their English, and some people aren't.
Yeah. But even if they're very good at speaking English, they're not American, so they cannot speak it to the degree that we do because it's our language.
Right. It's never going to be fluent unless they, like, really, really speak, like, hard.
Even if you speak with somebody from England, sometimes you can't understand what they're saying.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I know. I've actually had a couple instances where I was like, I just smiled and nodded. I was like, yeah, you know, because I'm like, I have no idea what I just said, like, not even a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a doorman. I work overnight as a doorman.
Right, so you probably meet a lot of interesting and different people, right?
My boss is off the boat from Ireland. I can't understand half of what the hell he's talking about.
Seriously, right?
I swear, I cannot understand half of what he's saying. And like I'm just shaking my head up and down.
That's all you can do, right? Because I feel like it's rude to be like, right? Like, what did you say? And then keep repeating it because, you know, what did you say? What did you say? It's just rude, right? So I'd rather just smile, nod, and be like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
Right? Yeah, okay, man. That sounds great. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, on to the next one.
All right, so we're done now, right?
So we're all good. I'll just text you real quick before we do billing, and then you'll get your invoice through text. I don't know if you remember that from before, but if you could just fill that out once you get it. If not, we can go over it with the, you know, technician too, but sooner the better on that. But yeah, everything else is done. I'll text you once the payment's going to go through. But otherwise, you're all set up with the text. Everything's good to go.
What do I have to fill out?
It's like your invoice. Like, it's called, like, terms and conditions, right? It'll just explain everything that's involved. And all you're going to do is just click a box, type your name there to confirm, you know, what's included in the payment, right? Boom. That's it. And then once you hit confirm signature. Yeah, that's fine. Exactly. You can just do it with the technician, and then he can walk you through it, too. That's fine. It'll be easy.
Okay, listen. So far, everything's working okay, and hopefully it'll keep working okay.
All right, I'm happy to hear that, Brian. And they're going to call you between 10 and 10:30 tomorrow morning, get you started with everything, go through the invoice and, you know, all the rest of the process, okay?
That's fine. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. I'll text you here in about 15, 20 minutes about the payment, okay, when it goes through, just so you know.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Brian. You have a good one. Okay, bye, Brian. You have a good one.
Okay,
bye.